الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى، قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. قال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله؟ قال: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام. قالوا: فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله؟ قال: بكل شعرة حسنة. قالوا: فالصوف؟ قال: بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this great opportunity, another indication of the great clemency, compassion, kindness and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Mubarak and blessed day of Eid, in which the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy are thrown open. The streets are lined with the malaika and the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they call out to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: Ya ma'ashar al-muslimin, ughdu ila rabbin kareem. That, O assembly of believers, hasten this morning now towards a Rabb who is kareem, who is generous, who is merciful, who is compassionate. If we have to analyze our life before this day of Eid, in reality, there is nothing that we have done that is indicative of any way that causes us to become worthy of such a declaration of emancipation and forgiveness and compassion. In reality, we have done everything to distance ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have done everything to earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, when it even comes to our own parents, the leniency of a parent towards the child extends to one or two acts of disobedience. Eventually, and very quickly, the parents will reach the end of their tether, and they will become upset and angry. And despite the love and compassion, the door to forgiveness and acceptance will close. That you have done enough, you have hurt me enough, you have harmed me enough, you have caused me enough dukkh and pain. May all our lives be sacrificed on the mercy and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose love, whose clemency, whose forgiveness, whose compassion far supersedes that of a parent. This day of Eid, this is what we call, another name ulama ikram have given it, is Yawmun Nahar, the day when the blood of the sacrificial animal is spilt. And as we have very often mentioned, unfortunately, when it comes to our acts of ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst to some extent there is that percentage that is discharging the obligation, the ruh, the essence, the haqiqat, the reality of the amal, what is the lesson behind it, what do we have to visit and learn through that amal, that to a very large extent, unfortunately, escapes us. As we mentioned yesterday, the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the amal of Hajj, he said, "Yati ala nasi zamanun tahujju aghniya ummati litanazzuh wa usatuhum litijara wa fuqarahum lilmasala wa qurrahum lirriya'i was-sum'a." He said, "A time will come upon my ummah when for the wealthy ones, Hajj and Umrah will become a holiday. For the middle class, it will become a commercial enterprise. For the poor, it will become a begging expedition. And even the scholars will lose the essence of this great pillar of Islam. For them, it will become a showing off exercise." Underlying meaning of the hadith is the ruh, the essence of the amal will be lost. Today, the main amal for those who have not proceeded for Hajj is the spilling of the blood of the Qurbani animal. What is the lesson behind this? What is the sabak behind it? What is the haqiqat and reality behind it? As an ummah globally, what are we supposed to revisit with regards to this amal? Is it just passing the knife over the neck of an animal? Is it taking the life of an animal? That very concept and idea that that is the reality of this, Quran does away with it. With this expression where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah says it is not the blood and flesh of this animal that reaches Allah. It is not the blood and flesh of this animal that reaches Allah. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. What reaches Allah? What does Allah want to see? التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The taqwa that is inside you. The jazba and the zeal that is inside you. This desire to build the bridges which you have broken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That realization that has dawned. That how much longer are we going to make dushmani with Allah? Today Allah has given us the capacity and the capability that at our hands, the life of one makhluk, one creation of Allah will be taken. As we see the blood seeping out of this animal, as we see its ruh and its soul leaving the body, as initially it fights and its legs shake till finally it becomes still, why don't we take that few seconds to pause and consider that our turn is also coming. Our ruh is also very soon going to be leaving our body. What is the condition at that time? When we will leave the body, will we be amongst those fortunate few like we heard in the Fajr Salah today? That the pukar and the call from above will come. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. O nafs, O soul that is pure, O nafsul mutmainna, like we find in the riwayat of Ibn Majah, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْحَمِيدَ كَانَتْ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْحَمِيدِ اُخْرُجِي اُخْرُجِي. That O praiseworthy nafs and soul, you are in a praiseworthy body. Come out now. Come out now. You pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You earned the pleasure and the clemency and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irji'i ila rabbik. Return back to your Rabb. Radiyatan mardiyya. He is happy with you. You are happy with him. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Wadkhuli jannati. Enter amongst my slaves and enter into my Jannah. As the soul will leave this Qurbani animal, few seconds should be taken to pause and reflect that the time when my soul will leave my body is coming. Today this animal is dying at my hand. Allah has given me that ability. When that time comes, that time of our mort and death, it will not be on our ikhtiyar and choice. It will be a time which Allah Himself has decided. And that time is such, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. No extension will be given to anyone. What preparation have I made for that? Am I ready to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the questions that we have to revisit. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah ta'ala reward them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill their qubur with nur. None of us as an ummah today can ever repay the ihsan and favor of the Mubarak companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The favors that they did upon this ummah are such we cannot even count them. Even in this amal of qurbani, they posed the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that ma hadhihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah. That O Nabi of Allah, Allah has commanded us to make this qurbani, to make this sacrifice. What is the significance of it? Why has Allah commanded us? What are we supposed to revisit? What is the reality? What is the haqiqa of it? Allahu Akbar. Such a mushfiq, such a kind, such a compassionate, such a beautiful, such a merciful master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have given a long sermon. He could have given some complex answer. Beautifully, in three words. Three words. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summed up the reality of this entire amal. مَا هَذِي الْأَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Nabi of Allah, what is the significance of this amal of the day of Eid? What is the significance of this qurbani? He said, سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Allah has said in the Quran, that in the incidents of Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam is ibrat, is lesson for the people of intelligence. These are not fairy tales, these are not stories. As an ummat, we are supposed to revisit them. As an ummat, we are supposed to take asbaq and lessons from them. Lessons of iman, lessons of ibrat, lessons by which we can take direction in our lives. In three words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summed up the reality. That each ummati of mine, each ummati is addressed by his Nabi, that on this day of Eid, when you will take that knife and pass it over the neck of the qurbani animal, turn the clock of your mind, turn the clock of this heart 4,000 years back. A Nabi of Allah, who Allah Ta'ala called out to, Aslim. Allah commanded Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Aslim idh qala lahu rabbuhu aslim. Allah addressed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and said, bring Islam. Today we talk of Islam. For us, what is it? Become a Muslim. In reality, what is Islam? Submit. Submit, aslim. Your intelligence ends here. Your logic ends here. Your thinking ends here. What science is telling you ends here. What technology is saying to you ends here. The archives of human knowledge and intelligence ends here. Your ideologies end here. Hand yourself 100% over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is aslim. Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded, aslim, submit. If you are being thrown into a fire, submit. If you are told to abandon your family in a valley without the vegetation, submit. If you are told to take a knife and pass it over the neck of your child, who is the result of more than 60 years of dua, submit. Whatever my command is to you, whatever is Allah's command, Rab chahi zindagi par aajao, man chahi zindagi chordo. This is the sabak. This is the sabak that Allah taught us through this Nabi, that give up a life of your own desires. Give up a life of your own logic and hand yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aslim, What was his response? قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ I have handed myself over. I have submitted to رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ This is translated, explained in another verse where Rasulullah ﷺ says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Say unto them, my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, every aspect of my life, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا شريك لا I will not ascribe any partners with Allah إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين My entire wujud and existence I have collected it and placed it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أسلمت لرب العالمين Glaring example of this 60 years of dua. Time is limited. I'm not going to go into the detail. We've heard the incident. Learn the lesson. 60 years of dua. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah bless me with a pious son. Oh Allah bless me with pious progeny. Oh Allah bless me with pious progeny. Jaleelul Qadr Nabi of Allah. Allah has not referred to any other personality in the Quran with this laqab and title. Where Allah has called one man an ummat. One person an ummat. Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. Walam yaku minal mushrikeen shakiran li an'umih. اجتباه وهداه الى صراط مستقيم. وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة. Allahu Akbar. Virtue upon virtue, distinction upon distinction, praise upon praise Allah heaps upon this Nabi in these verses of the Quran. Where Allah, Inna Ibrahim kana umma. Allah says this one man was an ummat. This one man, Ibrahim alayhi salam, was a nation. And yet, he doesn't make dua for one day or for one month. Or for 1 year, like today, very quickly we make dua and we say Allah is not answering our dua. 60 years, how many tears he must have shed? What must have been the pain and the dukh in the heart of this Nabi? How he must have begged Allah, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Finally, after more than 60 years of crying, according to various reports that the Muarikhin give us at around the age of 84. 84 years of age, the youth has passed. He has embraced old age. At that time, Allah blesses him with a son. Ibrahim alayhi salam is blessed with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. According to many of the reports, what they say, burhape ke aulad dil ko pakar lete hai. Burhape ke aulad dil ko pakar lete hai. When you get a child in old age, then that child, the love for that child is excessive. What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is hijrat that has to be made. A journey to Palestine. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down in a human form. Jibreel is the guide. The safar begins. Ibrahim alayhi salam. There was Sarah, an elderly wife, alayhi salam. There was Umm Madian, elderly wife. Yet this suffer and journey of hijrat is with the young wife, Hajar, alayhi salam, the princess of Egypt, 21 or 22 years of age, the newborn baby, the guide, Jibreel, alayhi salam, destination unknown at that time. Two or three weeks suffer. Journey from Palestine. Finally he arrives in Makkah Mukarrama. Not the Makkah of today. Makkah of 4,000 years ago. Which is beautifully described in the Quran. Wadin ghayri dhi zara inda baytika al-muharram. A land without vegetation. No moonis, no anise.
No inhabitants, no vegetation, no water, no source of life, black arid desert, mountains in every direction, Jabal-e-Safwa, Jabal-e-Marwa, Jabal-e-Safa, Jabal-e-Marwa, Jabal-e-Abi-Qubais, Jabal-e-Umar, whatever name it was known at that time. Around these mountains, a valley. When they reach this valley, Ibrahim a.s. is commanded that leave them here now and go back. That Nabi, when he was being flung into a fire, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil, not one exclamation, not one question, submitted to the command of Allah Ta'ala, this command, that leave this child, leave your wife in this place, without any vegetation. This command shook the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Here? There is nothing here. This is the command of Allah, Jibreel says. The moment he hears this, he accepts. Command had been given not to give any explanation. So as he is leaving, the young Hajar clinging on to his kurta. Where are you going? Why are you abandoning us? Have I hurt you? Have I done some wrong? Have I broken your right? Forgive me. She's begging him, pleading with him. Right up till Quday, 2 or 3 kilometers outside Makkah. Finally, when she reaches this point of Quday, then the thought enters the heart, this is a Nabi of Allah. He is not just going to commit zulm or oppression upon me or abandon me just like that. So the thought dawns upon Hajar. Allahu amaraka bihada. Allahu amaraka bihada. Ibrahim, is this the command of Allah? Has Allah commanded you to leave us here? He nods in affirmation. Once this nod of affirmation is received, a new Hajar is born. A new Hajar is born, the spark of Iman. إِذَنْ لَيُّذَيَّعَنَ اللَّهِ إِذَنْ لَيُّذَيَّعَنَ اللَّهِ Ibrahim, if this is the command of Allah, then Allah will never abandon us. Allah will never harm us. Sabak for us today. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is testing you. You don't have to fear any virus. You don't have to fear poverty. You don't have to fear death. You don't have to fear any calamity. Why? Because know and understand, nothing and no one and no system can harm you or afflict you unless Allah has ordained it for you. لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ Allah is the best of protectors. Allah is our Mawla. Allah is our Wali. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ And I place my complete trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what this means. إِذَنْ لَيُذَيَّعَنَ اللَّهِ When that temptation to break Allah's command is in front of you, when that document of riba is in front of you, when that temptation to lie and cheat and deceive is in front of you, when on a daily basis your iman is tested, every ummati, through this incident has to turn the clock of his mind and heart back, 4,000 years, the mother of this ummat, the great grandmother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abandoned in a place without vegetation, when she hears this is the command of Allah, إِذَنْ لَيُذَيَّعَنَ اللَّهِ Allah will never abandon us. Allah will never abandon us. There will only be khair and barakat in this. The same Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he is being flung into a fire, does not make any dua. حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ As he leaves, Hajar is returning to Makkah. He climbs the hill. When they are no longer visible, raises his hands. Such is the dukh. Such is the pain in the heart of this Nabi. Rabbana, inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu s-salah. Faj'al afidatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim warzuquhum min al-thamarat la'allahum yashkurun. Unfortunately, that munasabat with Quran is not there. We can translate this dua. But the dard, the pain, the cry of the heart that is contained in these expressions, Rabbana, oh my Allah, tere kehne par, was not my desire. It was your command. Inni askantu min dhurriyati. I am leaving behind my progeny. Biwadin ghayri dhi zara. In this place without vegetation, without livelihood. Ya Allah, it was your command. Aslamtu li rabbil alameen. I have submitted to your command. Inni askantu min dhurriyati. Biwadin ghayri dhi zara. Inda baytikal muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu salah. Ya Allah, establish salah. Ya Allah, use my family to establish your deen. And Ya Allah, do not abandon them. Warzuqhum min al-thamarat. Ya Allah, let the thamarat and the barakat of the entire world come towards this place. Time is limited. We are not going into the details. But imagine, as the sun set that night, Hajar completely alone in the desert with the young baby. What must have been the condition? What must have passed through her heart? The next day, as the curtain of the night lifted and the boiling hot sun of the desert rose up and the sand became tepid and hot, when her hands became tired, where did she place that child down? Could she possibly have placed that child on the boiling sand? There was no one to turn to. There was no companion. Within the short space of 2 or 3 days, all the provisions that they had dried out. There was nothing left. This Safa and Marwa was not because there was something that she saw there. This was an act of desperation. That, Ya Allah, I cannot bear to see my child die in front of me. I will die over there. Let my child die here. Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, 7 times. That also wasn't some plan, that 7 times. She reached the point where even now her himmat had given up. There was nothing left. There was no more fuel in the chamber to drive her further. She reaches the absolute point of starvation and desperation. When she reaches, finally, Marwa, the 7th circuit, raises one last gaze towards Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, the gaze of farewell, the gaze of departure. What must have been the kayfiyat of the heart of that mother who is placing a gaze on her child, one last gaze? She sees an apparition, a handsome being next to the child, a new spark of energy. She rushes. We know the incident, Zamzam flowing from the feet of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. When the Zamzam is flowing, naturally as this water is gushing forth, Zamzam, Zamzam, stop, stop. What did my Nabi say? If she didn't say that, that was Allah's taqdeer. If she didn't say that, this well would have flowed throughout the entire world. In the shade of Ka'batullah, Allah gives the Ummat Zamzam. The Jurhum tribe, as they are traveling, they see birds, they realize there must be water. They settle there. 1 year later, Ibrahim alayhi salam is given permission to visit his family. He undertakes the journey from Palestine. As he reaches, imagine, every day Hajar must have been looking from the direction of, towards the direction of Palestine. Today Ibrahim will come. Tomorrow Ibrahim will come. The next day Ibrahim will come. Finally that day dawns 1 year later when suddenly she sees the shape and form of Ibrahim alayhi salam. There are no words that can describe the happiness of this young wife when she sees a husband from whom she had been separated from. There is a legacy of karguzari and report back that she wants to give him. Rushes towards him, come down, let me prepare some food for you, let us have a reunion. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Allah's command is I am not to descend from the camel. All I can do is make ziyarat of the family. When she hears this, Allah's command I accept. She gives him the baby, little bit of pyar. She asks him permission, can I use the zamzam water, mubarak water Allah has given us to wash your beard, wash your feet. To this he accedes while sitting on the camel. Then he returns. Few years pass. Now another journey. Can words possibly describe this journey? Father whose age has reached 94, 95, 96 plus minus. Inside his cloak is a dagger. At the end of this journey, in his mind's eye, he is envisaging that scene that I have to take a knife and pass it over the neck of my own son. What kind of a journey that must have been, that 3 weeks or 1 month that it took by camel to travel from Palestine to Makkah Mukarrama. In each stride of that camel, Ibrahim alayhi salam is envisaging the moment when this knife has to be placed on the neck of his own child. Finally reaches Makkah Mukarrama. I'm cutting the incident short, we've run out of time. Takes Ismail alayhi salam, proceeds towards Mina. Shaitan accosts them on the way. The 7 pebbles are flung. Each time, Jamaratul Aqaba, Jamaratul Wusta, Jamaratul Sughra. Finally, when he reaches a valley or a rock near Jamaratul Uqba, this conversation takes place which Quran keeps alive till Qiyamah. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When Ismail alayhi salam reached the age of Sa'i. What is Sa'i? Quran doesn't say the exact age. Allah uses the expression Sa'ya. Literally means can run around. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said the age of 13. Some sahaba of the opinion, the age of bulugh. Some muarrikhin of the opinion, 8 or 9 years of age. Generally an age of understanding. Still a young baby. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ. He addresses him, oh my beloved son, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ. I have seen in a dream, dreams of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, were wahi and revelation, command of Allah. إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. That I am slaughtering you. I am passing the knife over your neck. فَانْذُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Oh my son, what is your opinion? Why did he have this conversation? He wanted to make the zehn of Ismail alayhi salam to bring him on the same level that he also gets the reward of acceding to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. What is the reaction and the response of this little child who is told your life is to end now? Unnaturally, at this young age, your life is to end now, and not just end ordinarily. End at the end of a blade behind which is the hand of your own father. O my son, I have been commanded by Allah to pass the knife over your neck. فَانْذُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What is your opinion? What is the reaction of this child? يَا أَبَتِفْ عَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. This expression, يَا أَبَتِ, is used to denote joy, is used to denote happiness. إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. There is no wow and no thumma between abati and if'al, which means, when translated correctly, do it now, what are you waiting for? Carry out Allah's command, what are you waiting for? If'al ma tu'mar. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. You will find me, if Allah wills, amongst those who will make sabr. Ibrahim alayhi salam is shocked. The riwayat of Ibn Qudama Hanbali rahimahullah. Oh my son, do you understand what I am saying, what I am about to do? He says, what is the problem, oh my father? My life will end now. Instead of this dunya, I will get akhirat. Akhirat is better than this dunya. Oh my father, I will lose your companionship. Instead of you, I will get Allah. Allah is better than you. Ask ourselves this question, my respected brothers, where did this iman come from? Where did this radha bil qada come from? Where did this jazba and zeal to submit to Allah's command come from in this little child? He did not have the shade of his father. He did not have the tarbiyat of his father. His father featured very little in his life. This mountain of iman, this tarbiyat, was learnt in the lap of his mother Hajar alayhi salam. A sabak and lesson to the mothers of today. That cry tears of blood when you see that young mother today driving that fancy car with the Ray-Bans on, stops at the park to drop off that little baby, the little young girl who is dressed in skirts and frocks. When you see that manzar and scene, ask yourselves, when these are the mothers of today, how is that little masoom baby going to become the Fatima of tomorrow? And the Khadija radiallahu anha of tomorrow, and the Aisha radiallahu anha of tomorrow, when these are the type of mothers. This is the cry and lament of the ulama. They say the barren, they say the laps of the mothers of the today have become barren and dry. Not barren in the sense that they don't have offspring. The offspring are there, but today the homes of the ummah are no longer the marakiz and madrasa of iman that it was supposed to be. Allah has elevated the mother of this ummah and given her that maqam and that status. That Allahu Akbar, she is the first madrasa of this ummah. This jazba of iman was learnt at the lap of his mother. The riwayat of Ibn Qudama Hanbali. Oh my father, I will get jannat, I will get akhirat that is better than this dunya. Then the thought dawns on this little child. He says, oh my father, when you will slaughter me, perhaps the blood will spill on my kurta. This will hurt my mother. So I'm taking this kurta off now. Give it to my mother, so that whenever she thinks of me, she will have something to comfort her with. And bury me here, don't take me back. So that her pain and her dukkh over my separation is not increased. And then he goes on, little child advising the father. He says, oh my father, turn me face down, tie my hands, tie my feet, so that the movement of my limbs does not dissuade you from carrying out the command of Allah. And turn me face down, because if you are going to look into my face, this will become harder for you to discharge and carry out the command of Allah. Young little baby is giving advice to Ummah, is giving advice to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Quran depicts this advice, falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabin. Both of them submitted, both of them brought Islam, both of them handed aslama, both of them submitted to the command of Allah, wa tallahu lil jabin. Ismail alayhi salam was turned face down. Imagine, 96-year-old father places his knees on the back of this little baby and child that is the product of more than 60 years of dua, holds the hair of Ismail alayhi salam, lifts the face up from the back, raises the head, places the knife at the neck, and then looks to the heavens. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, if I have angered you, that the love of Ismail alayhi salam has supplanted your love in my heart. Oh my Allah, zaban-e-hal ke tor par, what was he saying? I am prepared to sacrifice 1,000 Ismails. But Ya Allah, I will never abandon you. And oh my Allah, if you are testing me, I am not worthy of being tested. But oh Allah, make me successful in this test. Saying these words, which shook the heavens and the earth. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. Saying this, he says, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. And the knife is taken and passed over the neck of his own child. Some riwayat say even the malaika cried at this particular juncture. From above the call comes, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ وَيَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. A great Qurbani animal from Jannat is sent, Jibreel is command, that snatch Ismail alayhi salam away. And this Qurbani animal is sent. And through this, the entire ummah till qiyamah is given a sabak, a lesson of iman, a lesson of subservience, a lesson of handing themselves over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lesson that on this day of Eid, make tawbah from our hearts. The ummah is facing a plight, the ummah is facing a difficulty and hardship, the like of which we could not even have imagined. Allah tells us in the Quran, halat and ibtilaat come for one reason only, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that you go back to Allah, so that you reconnect with Allah. Let this imtihan, which Allah has involved us in throughout the entire world, let it become a means of us going closer to Allah. Let it become a means of us coming closer to the masjid. Let it become a means of us knocking the door of Tawbah. Let it become a means of us getting up in the dead of night and shedding those tears before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it become a means of us changing the direction of our life. The lesson of Eid, the lesson of the Qurbani of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sunnah to Abikum Ibrahim alayhi salam. Man chahi zindagi se Tawbah kar lo. Give up a life of your desires. A life that is spent on your desires is a life of duk, is a life of misery, is a life of sadness, is a life of shamefulness. And rab chahi zindagi par aajao. Adopt a life where you have handed yourself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that is izzat, in that is dignity, in that is honor, in that is the success of akhirat, and in that is the ecstasy and happiness of this world also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhirat.